All right, Love and Light. This is Healthy Talk Show for Saturday, January 26, 2019. I'm Robert.
And I'm Marissa.
And I'm Clarice.
Healthy Talk Show is a live weekly discussion of topics relating to physical, mental, and sexual health. We stream live Saturdays, usually at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 a.m. UTC, with podcast versions available soon after. But we're going to try streaming a little different. We're going to try Sunday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. UTC. We have a YouTube channel, healthytalkshow.com/YouTube.
All right. Any housekeeping today? Any business?
No housekeeping.
All right. Let's jump straight to headlines then.
Yep. RT video, cancer risk, 5G wireless speeds could be dangerous. RT is a... Oh, I forgot to pull up this picture. Hold on. This is why we don't... This is why we do show prep.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
Are you, are you trying to show
Yeah, I'm trying to show that screenshot. Yeah. So here's a screenshot on my laptop here that I actually pulled this clip from. This kind of bothered me because it said down here, U2 is funded in whole or part by the Russian government, which that is 100% true. But then I go to BBC, who's exactly the same thing, but the British, or BBC is a British public broadcast service. So I didn't like that. Because I think RT has some good reporting sometimes, and I like their reporting on the 5G, because no one else is reporting on the side effects of 5G. So let's take a look at what these guys are saying here.
The race is on among cell phone providers to upgrade to fifth-generation wireless technology, or 5G. That would require installation of new equipment across the U.S., a gargantuan effort every wireless company is already working on individually. 5G uses high-frequency waves that support faster speeds but don't travel as far, requiring a network of antennas built in closer proximity than the existing infrastructure. Wireless companies plan to use light poles, streetlights, anything to minimize their expenses. But health experts worry about potential risks associated with exposure to radiation from cell phone antennas. Cell phones emit low levels of radio frequency energy, or RF. In 2011, the International Agency for Research on Cancer identified RF fields as, quote, possibly carcinogenic to humans. A study in Sweden found that Swedes who talked over cell or wireless phones for over 25 years were at 3 times the risk of developing glioma, a brain tumor that is often malignant, than those who used them for less than a year. And in March, a large-scale lifetime study of lab animals confirmed a link between cell tower radiation and cancer. The animals were exposed to levels legally permitted by the United States Federal Communications Commission. I discussed these studies with Dr. David Carpenter.
And we'll hear that. Look into the chat room. People say RT scares me. Well, it's a 5G report, though. It's not a report about politics or anything. Yeah. It's 5G. It's 5G. This is unpolitical. This is just 5G because it's being rolled out. And let's see what Dr. David Carpenter has to say about this.
They show a very significant increase in glioma and glioblastoma only on the side of the head where you use the cell phone regularly, and increasing with risk the longer you use it. They also have some evidence that the younger you are when you start to use the cell phone, the greater the risk.
Carpenter said these risks can be avoided by using the speaker function or an earpiece and keeping the phone a short distance away from all parts of the body. But the 5G rollout will effectively expose the entire population to dangerous effects.
The rollout of 5G is very frightening because what this is going to do is place a mini cell tower every 300 meters along every residential street in the country. And that's going to mean that nobody is going to be able to escape the radiation that comes from those 5G devices. If you walk down the sidewalk, if you live in a house there, you're going to be continuously exposed.
There it is. So, moral of that story in that clip, it's not so much the transmission coming off of the poles and whatnot, it's more off of the phone itself, according to this doctor.
Yeah, well, which is interesting. It's really everything. And
yeah, it's just everything around you, but his concern is more about the...
Yeah, that is true.
Which is interesting.
You have a 5G transmitting right next to your brain, sorry.
And then I have one more RT clip, 20 seconds, and then a CBS clip.
Yeah.
From
Countries like China, Italy, India, and Russia have far more stringent regulations over cell tower radiation than the United States.
Are regulators dominated by physicists and engineers and not health effects people ignore all of that evidence and therefore have standards that are totally unrealistic and out of date?
That's concerning.
Yeah, there are a lot of things concerning.
Yeah. And then rounding off CBS, not RT. But this clip was a little older. It was actually, when was it? June 14th, 2018. It's actually really hard to find any negative clips around 5G, which is also kind of weird to me.
Yeah, which we've been kind of noticing.
Yeah, because they're just rolling it out, and there's no...
Yet some don't share the enthusiasm.
The cell towers are called small cell towers, but they're not so small when they're in your front yard.
Donna Barron is protesting plans to convert light poles in her Montgomery County, Maryland neighborhood into small cell sites.
This will cause cancer.
She was one of several people who raised health concerns at a government hearing last month.
This stuff is untested on kids. Their safety is not certain.
These untested technologies are, at this time, not ready to be unleashed into our lives.
Cell phone equipment emits radiation, but research on its health effects has been inconsistent. According to the National Cancer Institute, a limited number of studies have shown some evidence of statistical association of cell phone use and brain tumor risks, but most studies have found no association.
If you lose this fight and a pole goes in right here, are you going to move?
Possibly.
Either way, Barron says she fears property values could plummet when...
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Property values are not going to plummet because of 5G. They would probably go up because people want the faster technology.
Yeah, and then...
Let's be honest.
We've been talking about how they've been pushing it as this augmented reality and, you know, able to drive your Tesla. So that's how they're trying to sell it to everybody.
Yeah, and that clip, actually, what I cut out was all of the... It was weird, the augmented reality stuff in the city on construction sites. It was very random.
Yeah.
Very strange.
But I think what also caught our attention was the fact that you want to pull up the physician suit.
Yep.
We noticed there's these physicians for safe technology, so they're really questioning this, especially with how fast it's rolling out.
Yeah, that's the concern, is how fast it's rolling out without being studied properly. And they're saying the effects, we won't know the effects for another 10 or 20 years. And we're just rolling it out because people want faster speeds.
Yeah. And well, it's interesting that you bring up that, yes, cancer is from the DNA being destroyed, but they're saying that these higher frequencies, that they can even cause like local tissue damage.
Yeah.
And they really just haven't been studied. And a lot of doctors are also worrying about, now we're going to have all sorts of different frequencies in the air. So you can flip over to my screen.
Yes.
For a second. Actually, I wasn't
right. Oh, you're not ready?
Yeah.
I can go away from your screen.
I just need to find my mouse.
You got it. Always a problem.
There we go.
You ready?
Yeah. Good. So this is a little bit longer article. So towards 5G communication systems, mm-hmm. are there health implications? So basically, it hasn't been studied. And we're kind of like the first generation of people from, I think the quote is, cradle to grave, being exposed to all these different frequencies. So we don't really know the long-term effects.
Yeah, it would be nice if we would, you know, study it a little bit.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, we can step away from that, segue in and just start the next headline. From the appeal, cannabis alarmists hinder smart regulations. Alex Berenson says he's concerned there's not enough research into cannabis risk, but his misleading argument sets scientists back. And this is something we've been following a little bit in our RSS feed. There's a lot of anti-cannabis stuff, stories coming out in regards to mental health and schizophrenia.
Yeah, and it happened all of a sudden that boom, 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 a whole lot of news organizations were reporting on this study. But his claims don't really reflect the findings.
Yeah.
And he also kind of mischaracterizes mental illness, that these people are crazy and are attacking people, but that's not really the reality.
Yeah, and I think people that know stoners, and there's just a weird comparison between alcohol and cannabis, in my opinion. And then we have to go from 5G just being rolled out and pushed on people who don't have a choice, but cannabis, as soon as it was legalized in the state of California, all these cities and counties took preemptive measures to delegalize it so you can't sell it, which is insane to me, because why don't we look at the 5G? That's people don't have choices on that. If you don't like cannabis, you can not be around it. You can't you can't pick when you can't choose on the 5G towers.
That's what's kind of scary is if you want to live in any sort of urban area, that you're going to be surrounded by 5G.
So. 5G.
But we may do a deep dive. It looks like the comment section is really excited about 5G.
Yes, we want to research 5G. We want to get the... We're actually going to reach out to the physicians for safe technology and try to get them on. Yeah, but...
Because, I mean, honestly, I wasn't sure if those... You know, frequencies could do harm, but at the same time, you know, why don't we just slow down, study it more?
Exactly.
They're just rolling out a little bit too fast.
Yeah. And is it truly necessary?
Yeah.
Because it's just going to cause everyone to have to buy new phones. These phones keep getting more expensive. It's not good.
Yeah. So we'll see. If you guys are interested in doing a deep dive, email us, ask@healthytalkshow.com.
Yep.
And...
We also have a phone number. You can call us and leave us a voicemail, 509-878-3229.
It is just a higher frequency, but...
It's also closer. The towers are closer.
Yeah, and it's like...
It's localized.
It's also how many other frequencies. People are worried because we're being exposed to all these different broadbands, wireless. Also in your home, you're being exposed to radiation.
Yep. Pookie's not happy.
We'll do again, a deep dive.
But again, we have to research it. We have to research it. That's the key. It's not being researched right now. That's the point.
Yeah. Now, we understand that high frequencies don't travel as far, but that's why they have so many cell towers everywhere.
Exactly.
And people already get uncomfortable living next to the current cell towers. And
yeah, people already freak out about that. Yeah. You're not going to help them sleep at night putting one on their window.
Yeah. So we'll see. Well, we'll do a deep dive, Pookie.
We'll do a deep dive. Email but now us. We're transitioning. Yes. To our guest, Clarice. Sorry, guest. That took so long. We talk. And the article headline that I have here, if I can read that. Army reservist who lost both legs when her spooked horse threw her off in front of a moving train speaks of learning to walk again after horrific accident. Yep.
Yeah. So
it was the side of the moving train, though.
So already, the article is incorrect.
Yeah, so I don't know how much you wanted to talk about your accident, but really why we wanted to bring you on is because we stumbled across your Instagram, and we noticed just how positive you are all the time. And so we had to bring you in and have you tell us your story.
I appreciate that. And I'll show Instagram pictures and stuff throughout the conversation and videos and stuff while we're just talking, just so the video viewers can check it out.
Well, the main reason I'm so positive is I've had really great support this entire time.
Awesome. So tell us, who's your support network?
My family and my best friend, I have to say, and God, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And actually, your parents are obviously very supportive. They helped you get here today. So
they're with me every step of the way.
That's awesome.
That is.
Yeah.
So good, positive support network. I've met some people in your support network, and they're very positive people. I can't say who they are or anything. It's top secret.
So yeah, tell us more, too. So what do they do for you? Tell us, your friends.
Well, as right now, I'm not driving. So they take me to all my appointments, which is very important.
Yeah.
Take me to eat. Take me to church.
That's awesome.
They help me. I walk in my backyard every day. So they support me by being there. So I guess the emotional support.
Yeah.
It's a big help. You know, it helps me get through all of this.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's crazy. You know, I think many people put in your position looking at you, they wouldn't know where to begin.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess where did you start gathering that strength? Kind of walk us through the journey, I guess.
Yeah. I started in rehab because I don't remember anything at all. So I don't remember anything in the hospital. So in rehab, of course I was sad, but I figured I have to do this. I have to get the job done.
Yeah.
So every day my mindset's been good, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
I see where I want to be a year or 2 years from now. And I just do take all those steps to reach that goal.
So where do you see yourself? Let's start with 1 year.
1 year. So I lost all my independence. So mainly I want to drive again.
Yeah.
I want to ride horses again, and I want to live on my own again.
That's awesome.
And walking good, of course, on the sea legs 4.
So you have to explain to us all the legs things, because we're not familiar with the terminology. So here's a video.
So as you see, so those look like what I have on right now, which they're basically straight mechanical legs. I'm about 5'1". That's the most recent video. So mainly they start you as a bilateral above knee amputee, basically 4 feet tall. Oh. And you have to work your way up.
So explain exactly what bilateral amputee means for everybody.
Bilateral above knee amputee is if you're missing both of your, I guess, your residual limbs.
Yeah.
Above the knee. So bilaterals too.
All right.
And that's what I am, a bilateral above knee amputee. So if you look in that picture mm-hmm. with the black, can everybody on the podcast see?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Everybody so can see.
You can see what.
Okay, which one? This one?
No, the one below that.
This one?
In the wheelchair?
Yep.
So the one on the left side, that's me at the hospital on my last day at the hospital. So that's like a really early on picture.
Yeah.
And then, when was that? So like not even a couple weeks ago is the one on the right.
Wow.
That's.
And I was probably only 4'5", 4'6", right there on my height.
Yeah.
But you can see that the positivity is still there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're standing so tall and proud that picture.
Yeah.
It takes a lot every day, but I mean, I make it happen.
Yeah.
Because I just want to reach all those goals.
Yeah. Plus, so for everyone that doesn't know, our studio is on the second floor.
Yes.
And of course, she was amazing. She had to get up those stairs, and we can just see you were so determined.
That was not easy because the legs don't bend.
Yeah. The legs don't bend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have an amazing spirit.
So thank you.
We can just see that. And
yeah, through your Instagram post, follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's _Clarice_ Oh my gosh, Clarice.
Well,
we're going to have a link to her Instagram in the show notes for this episode, of course. Please follow her.
Yeah.
Please.
So walk us through. So in that picture, what like step?
Which one?
You started with the picture in black.
So if you want to go a little further down on the Instagram,
because
that's like my whole, like all the things on my journey are in there, even a little further, further.
So do all these prosthetics have knees in them? Because
No, none of them have knees except for one of them with the walker. And those are the final legs. They're called C-Legs 4. They're computer generated kneecaps.
Oh, wow.
With a remote control, like it's an app on my phone.
What?
Oh, yeah. Technology these days, right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
So if you go a little further down.
Yeah.
Right there. Oh. On the one on the right is the one that we just saw.
Yep.
Then that's just another picture, but it's a little bit of progress because they took one of the... my legs were infected. So...
Oh, my God.
So, like, they had, like, a machine. Oh, it's called a wound vac.
Yeah.
To get all the infection out. So they took one of them off. So that's still progress. And then as you go like further higher up in my Instagram, it's like more and more progress. That was my birthday party. I turned 23 years old.
Dang.
I had a thing in my arm, an IV to get more infection out.
Oh my gosh.
What a journey, right?
Wow.
So your accident was
July 1st, 2018.
And then you still had to be dealing with infections. So when is this? When was your birthday?
My birthday is August 11th, so I just made it.
Yeah, wow.
Literally.
That's incredible. Dang.
Yeah. And then that's just one of my army pictures. And then, if you want to play that video right there with my dad in the back.
This one?
On the right.
Right here.
That's my first time walking ever. So, like, it's funny because you can see my progress, like, the first time of me walking and then my progress now. It's totally different. I don't know if it'll play it or not.
It might not. We have There we go.
There it goes.
But you can just see, like, how hard I'm working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the very beginning, one of my first, like, things that I ever said is, these legs are so heavy. at the time, they were really, really heavy to me.
Yeah. Do you know if they, like, weigh as much as normal legs? Or I don't know.
No, I have no idea.
I was just curious.
Yeah, what the weight comparison would be.
Yeah. What are they made out of? Do you know?
Mm, I have no idea. Metal.
We're fascinated by weird metals and stuff. It's crazy. By the really precision metals. And
that's a good video of me on the right.
This
right
one?
There. Yeah. I was still really, really short, but I was raised up a little bit, but I walk good right there.
It'll take a second to load. I don't know why.
Yeah.
There we go.
And my dog Possum decided to get in the way.
See, look at you. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's funny because, like, I have a lot of friends in my life that they'll say, I don't know how you made it this far. Like, I give you a lot of credit because they said that they would, like, be laying in bed for months depressed. My parents never gave me the chance to be depressed, you know?
That's good.
I always have to be doing something.
Okay, so I'll let that lead into kind of one of my questions. So what was your lowest point mentally then, and how did you push past that?
My lowest point is probably because I wanted to be a police officer.
Yeah.
So seeing somebody basically, like, reach that goal, and then later I find out they didn't make it. But seeing somebody do something that I'll never be able to do.
Yeah.
I think, it hit me really, really hard. I was a mess.
Now I can imagine. Yeah. So how did you then push forward? And
because I realized, like, a police officer might not be for me. You know, it's possible to probably do it, but it's not going to be safe.
Yeah.
Especially if the criminal knows that I have a prosthetic leg.
Yeah.
All they have to do is sweep up my foot.
Yeah.
And I'm done. So, but I want to be a 911 dispatcher now.
That's awesome.
I'm really trying to work towards that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a very...
It's a reasonable
goal. That's an exciting job. Yeah. It's a very exciting job.
That's a really important job, too, to be able to stay calm under pressure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you have to talk people through the most craziest experiences that they're going through.
Yeah.
The most traumatic, and you're talking through them. That's...
That's awesome. That's a big step for anything.
Yeah. So tell me more, too, how your parents push you, because you said that they wouldn't let you lay in bed, basically.
Depressed, never. Like, I have to text them every day to make sure so they know I'm up.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
It's really important.
Yeah. My dad pushes me to go outside and walk.
Awesome. You know,
like, I'm not going to get any better if I don't practice. And I want to be a really good, like, walker.
Yeah.
You know? So.
It seems like you're making incredible progress.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's a lot of work.
So how often are you out there walking? Like,
every single day.
Like, hours or?
Probably maybe 20, 30 minutes, like, at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, one or twice a day. But I go places, too.
Yeah.
And I'm walking wherever I go.
That's so awesome. Wow. Yeah. I mean, even just right now, just you walking on the grass and no problem.
That's and I have to know how to do that because that's uneven terrain, too.
Oh, yeah. So,
even out with the horse, that's a lot of gravel and stuff. And there's a giant ramp, like, slope.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
So tell us, because we kind of figure you love horses.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us more about that.
So this was my horse. I just gave her to my friend.
Yeah.
So I still go see her just so, like, I'm around all the horses because she's got four horses now.
Mm.
So, but just, like, being able to be around the horses makes me really, really happy
because
I used to be around them every single day and I'm not able to do that currently.
Yeah.
But just being able to see them and, like, pet them, take pictures with them, you know, it's like it makes me feel good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Animals are so important for support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very therapeutic.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, people say horses, like, can really connect with people. So I'm sure.
And she still has that connection with me. It's awesome. It's nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She knows. And she knows I'm different, too. Because when I lost my leg, she licked my residual limb. She wasn't trying to bite me.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
She's smart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's funny because she sees me get taller every time I go see her.
You're probably throwing her off.
Yeah.
Right. So how much taller are you going to get? Or
so on the sea legs, I was 5'6" and 5'6½".
Yeah.
With the sea legs, and that was too tall. So he's going to cut me down to 5'5". That's going to be my max height.
Dang, that's pretty awesome.
That's too tall.
That's too tall.
I used to be 5'1¾". So, 4-inch increase.
That's good. I'm only 5 feet tall, so I know the struggle. Can't reach anything.
Really?
You'll be superwoman on your legs.
No.
No, you're awesome.
Thank you.
So tell me more. So why do you want to inspire people? Because I see you're always posting about being positive. So
because I believe that like people shouldn't be negative. You know, a lot of people, even some amputees that have like messaged me on like Instagram.
What?
They already look up to me because they're being negative and they don't know how I'm so positive. You know, yeah. They don't know how I'm doing it. I try to give like good words of advice, you know?
Yeah.
All good things. So I think that like I can make a difference in people's lives.
Well, you already are.
By doing my best.
Yeah. If people already contacting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, well, we were talking before this and I pointed out the negativity that I just see on social media and your positivity stands out. It really does stand out because I just watch all these other and it's just, it's either negativity
or drama
or buy this.
Yeah.
It's come on. Yeah. You know, we're all human beings. Let's just praise each other. And
yeah,
it seems like everybody has something to say on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not all good either.
Yeah.
You know,
they didn't learn that very important lesson growing up.
Yeah. I think people will hopefully be really drawn to your light.
Thank you.
You do just have this natural radiance about you that is really positive.
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
Yeah.
You do.
It's funny because I've gained like a lot of followers since my journey.
Yeah.
Like everybody watches, you know, but people see that I'm positive. Like I don't post anything bad.
No, that's
I want to lift spirits up.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, do you get haters on Instagram? Because I was going through your Instagram a little bit. You don't get haters or anything?
No, I get negativity? I get weird people that like people with no legs.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get that and I just like delete the message.
Yeah.
That's all I've gotten.
Oh, the internet.
The internet opens up all the doors to everything. Well, that's good. So you don't, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Because a lot of people always are talking about how people just blast them on the internet over the, that's good.
Okay. No, nothing too crazy. I think I got lucky.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So tell us more, like what should people know about amputees or double amputees such as yourself?
Like anybody?
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, we don't know anything about people with disabilities, so you're here to educate us now.
Well, we're always going to have the handicap parking. I say, like, for me, I think that I need, like, more space. Like, crowded areas probably won't be good for me when I'm walking because I take up a lot more room. Like right now, you know?
Yeah. So I guess what do you ask of people? Like, I guess what I'm getting at, would you say like, I guess you want people then to kind of respect your space?
Yes.
Or what else do people, like what faux pas do people commit?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What do you mean?
Like what do people do towards you sometimes that would be inappropriate or not helpful?
Yeah, socially inappropriate, but not bad, just something that they didn't know.
Yeah.
That was inappropriate or offensive.
I get stared at a lot too. Like people will just like look at my legs.
Yeah.
Some of them will say something, some of them won't. And they'll kind of like give me like a mean look.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Or they'll talk, you know, some people will say like nice stuff to me and ask like about my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Depending how I'm feeling. Like even like I don't mind talking about my accident, but a lot of the time I'll just say like I'm sorry, I'm uncomfortable talking about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll usually get left alone.
That's good.
You know? Because not everybody needs to know.
Yeah, yeah. I was curious about that too, because it's not like you want to rehash and explain yourself to every person you meet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm sure people stare or are curious.
Yeah.
But
especially little kids.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. And then the parents just don't do anything about it either. And I'm like, I guess.
So I guess what would you say to parents of children then?
Nothing. Because it's a little kid, you know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
That's true. Gotta watch your kids, though.
Yep.
So what are some things that you'd want people to know about you? Or maybe something some random fact, just anything. But
some random facts?
Yeah.
Well, here's a good one. So I like, ever since I became an amputee, I went to this little boot camp thing for amputees, and we did a hand cycle event. Like, it's a little bicycle and you do the, like, yeah, that. Like, not using your legs. And, like, I really, really enjoyed it. Like, I always loved horse riding and all, but I think that has to be my second favorite now.
Oh, dang.
Is that so, on like, your Instagram or anything? Can I find, or is it just called hand cycling?
If no, I looked it, up it on is YouTube? Actually, it is, I think. If you scroll down.
Okay.
Right there, in the video, maybe? And that, with the guy and the female?
Right here?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not it. But that was the same weekend. I don't think it's on my Instagram. I think it was on my story.
Okay, I'll find it. I'll find it. Keep talking. I'll find it.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, so tell us more about these camps, too.
So the only camp that I went to was just like four or five of us.
Yeah.
And it was just a little bilateral above-knee boot camp. And then it was a prosthetist, and she just taught us like how to walk better. And that was like one of my first times walking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was like really brand new, you know. I went swimming as an amputee, and that was my first time swimming.
Oh, awesome.
And as an amputee, when you swim, because I used to sink before.
Yeah.
Like, you don't float now. Like, it's totally weird. You automatically, you float all the, like, the whole time. You get me?
So, like, you float more now, or?
Yeah, I float all the time. I can't sink.
Huh. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it.
That's so hand like cycling. That. It that's sounded so cycling. Cool, so I had to watch a video.
Yeah.
That is rad.
That's crazy.
Well, you can probably get super.
I want to get one of those later on.
That's a crazy good exercise.
It's
wow.
a lot of fun.
Look at that. Yeah.
It's funny because everybody else that I was with that day, they were complaining how their shoulders and their back hurt from doing the cycling, and I was the only one that wasn't complaining because I already work out, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to do that, and then I want to compete this year. It's in, like, September. It's the CAF triathlon in San Diego for challenge athletes. I want to do that.
That's intense.
Yeah. I went last year. It was really fun. That's when I met above-knee amputees.
Oh, that's too. Awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me more about that community and how that's helped you. And
it's nice, like, meeting other amputees because, like, as you said, they're basically a community. And, like, they had to deal with some, like, a lot of the same challenges that I do, you know? So we have that in common. And also, like, if I ever have, like, questions, like, amputee questions, I can ask them. So now I have, like, somebody to talk to if I need help.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
We have a question in the chat room.
All right.
I'm just trying to see it right now. Give me a second.
It's a long question.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want me to read it? Or
yeah, if you could. I'm trying to enlarge it on this screen, but I can barely see it still.
All right, so this is a question from the chat. So Yolo Swaglord listens to Jocko Podcast, and he said he talks to a lot of veterans, and he was talking about a friend who was a double amputee. He said there's a huge disconnect between Instagram and how everything looks all well and good in comparison to real life, where there are a ton of everyday struggles. Does that ring true?
Is that, like, to me or just in general?
No, that's a question for you.
Like,
I want to listen to the Jocko Podcast. What is that?
I don't know.
I say, like, a lot of it's true. Like, yeah, I have my downtimes, and, like, in my stories, I've admitted it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to, like, front and lie about it. But, like, for the most part, I work really, really hard to get where I'm at. A lot of it's positive. All my success and all my outcomes, they go on Instagram.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
I think this is the guy who trains Navy SEALs and stuff. I think it's Jocko. He's pretty intense.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you are... So you're in the reserve, right?
Yes. I've been in 5 years.
So tell us more about that. And
so my MOS, I'm a 42 Alpha Human Resources Specialist. And so, like, we do a lot of physical fitness in the military, too. And we do what's called an APFT, which is Army Physical Fitness Test. So what they do is test your push-ups, your sit-ups, and your two-mile run. And I think it was October, I did the PT test, the push-ups and the sit-ups.
Oh, man.
And I passed.
That's
awesome. With no legs and no prosthetics.
Wow.
Wow.
So I'm trying to prove to the medical board that I want to be there.
That's incredible.
My like goal in the military is I want to do 20 years and get a retirement out of it.
Oh, heck, so yeah.
I'm fighting that's to sweet. Stay in.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be there.
That's awesome.
That's interesting. And they're are they giving you resistance? How much resistance are they giving you?
They're supporting me. They especially are? My oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they support me a lot.
That's good.
They're on my side.
Yes.
They came to rehab a couple times and then to my awesome. House a couple times before I went back to drill.
That's
but
awesome.
I was only at I went to drill probably 3 months after my accident. I was back at drill.
Whoa.
Wow. That's yeah. incredible.
Wow. Because
I'm trying to show them that I want to be there. And I do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I do like, I do what I can.
Yeah.
Dang.
We can tell you're pushing yourself every day.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Let's see. So how do people treat you differently, like now as compared to before the accident? Do they?
I feel like I kind of get treated like I'm handicapped, like in public, like not my parents, not my friends or anything, but like people that don't know me, you know, they kind of baby me. They want to make sure I go first. I get food first or whatever, anything.
Yeah. Oh.
Even like lines at Target.
Interesting.
So I get treated like I'm handicapped. I don't like being treated like that. I want to be treated normal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like everybody else. Nothing different, really.
Yeah.
I just have metal legs now.
Yeah.
Now you have super legs.
Yeah.
There's this conference I just heard about, and it's intriguing to me because it's technology, and it's called the Administrative Technology Conference. I think it's Northridge University. They put it on, and it's supposed to be just accessibility technology. All the vendors, everyone's supposed to be coming together for this. It's supposed to be a really cool show. So just everyone, if you want to go check it out, we're probably going to go. I'm going to try to go. We're trying to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, remind me when that is.
Yeah, it's in March.
We'll post it on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be pretty cool. I know people that have gone and they say it's awesome. Yeah. So that's something. It's in Anaheim this year. So I'm really excited to go. Really close. Right next door.
Kind of. Everything's so far in California. Traffic.
That's yeah,
my complaint.
That's the complaint.
LA is the worst.
Huh? Yeah,
it is.
We try to avoid LA.
Nothing compares to LA traffic. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Everybody else thinks they have it worse. Go to LA. Go to LA.
Yeah. So tell us more, because you know everyone's kind of posting that they're a bit depressed and struggling, especially on social media. So what do you tell people that are either struggling mentally or maybe people that are struggling physically?
You have to look to where you want to be in the future. You're not going to get there by being depressed, being sad. So you just have to smile, think of all the good things, lift yourself up, because that's how you're going to make it through.
Yeah. And so many people like to focus on negativity for some reason. I don't understand.
And have positivity around you. That's a big help. It's helped me.
So tell us again all your sources of positivity.
All my sources, probably my support system, God. Yeah. Me practicing, me seeing all the progress.
Yeah.
Like rewatching like where I was a couple months ago, even, you know, on the shorter legs to where I am now. That helps me a lot, too. Oh. It's positive.
That's good.
And the horse.
So is church a big factor for you, too?
Yes.
That's awesome, too.
So, I believe like God saved my life.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you're here. You're with us.
Yes. Thankfully.
Yeah. You're here to keep sharing your story and inspiring people.
Inspire others.
And I'm here to do my best.
Yeah. And so if you guys want to talk to her.
In the chat room, we have a question.
Yep.
As an amputee,
ask away.
Has the healthcare system frustrated you, or has your experience been good?
The healthcare system.
As far as getting medical services and all that good stuff. Because you're a veteran, so I'm assuming it all went through the VA.
It's not through the VA.
Oh.
No. The military didn't help in that aspect at all.
Oh.
Because it wasn't military related.
Oh.
But my health systems are good. Good. Yeah, we haven't had any issues on a
board. Awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, sometimes you hear stories about that.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you mentioned your 1 year goals. So where do you see yourself in? You said 2 years, and now let's go 5 years too.
As a 911 dispatcher, driving, of course.
Driving.
Hopefully, I have like a house or like rent, being able to rent a house at yeah. least, because that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like have the career, have the house, just and have horses again. That's like those are my main goals. What I want to do.
That's awesome.
I'm very focused. I feel like I'm more focused now after my accident than I ever was before my accident. You know?
So yeah. So I guess have your priorities kind of shifted? Yeah. Or like, yeah.
I had to wake up and get my life together
real quick. It just became straight for you? Your priorities just...
Yeah.
You saw...
Yeah. I would waste a lot of time before. I wasn't focused.
Yeah.
So I guess then thinking back to your younger self, what piece of advice would you give yourself?
Well, one of them, don't take anything in life for granted.
Yeah.
Get my priorities in order. Put God first. Those are the main ones.
It's important.
Yeah.
Pay the bills on time, but that's for everybody.
That's also important. From the chat room, we have a question. Do you have any or feel you have any PTSD from the accident at all?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, a little bit. Do they want to know what it is?
It's
up to you. Yeah, we don't dive into that stuff. Yeah. That's not your...
So like,
it's up to you. It's whatever you're comfortable with.
Right yeah. after my accident, like, I didn't like trains at all. And like, I couldn't even look at the train. But like, I can look at the train, but I can't... I don't want to hear the train. All that choo-choo, all that. Mm. I don't want to hear yeah. it. So like, I just put my headphones on. Like, I don't mind looking at it. I can't hear it. Still, yeah. So it's getting better, but it's not like 100% gone yet. But horses, I love them still, and I think that's it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but there's progress. I'm improving. So
yeah,
no, it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Anything else you want to mention? We've been at it for 42 minutes.
Yeah.
So we've
is
been
that good for you guys?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's great.
One last thing, just what do you want people to remember about you?
That after all this that's happened to me, because that was one crazy accident, I'm still positive. I still want to do everything in life. I want to motivate people, inspire them.
Yeah.
So that's me.
And I'm sure you're going to.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
You're already
doing the best I can.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll just keep continuing to get recognition and exposure. And
Thank you.
I think people will recognize that positivity you
get
have.
Get those Instagram followers. Yeah. Start making the money on Instagram.
Money.
I can tell you stories off stream about people that I know that do it.
Yeah.
That make good money on it.
If you want to connect with Clarice, we'll probably have links to social media. And then I don't know if she wants to be contacted by other methods. But if so, they'll also be
reach
in the
out
show
to her.
Notes.
Yep. Social media's.
My DMs are open.
DMs are open.
Awesome.
There's the let's put the Instagram back on the screen.
Yep, yep, yep.
Right there. So follow her.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to ask the exact question in the chat, but that did kind of lead into your question about pain management or other healing. They're talking about MDMA, but
yeah, it's pretty specific.
Yeah.
What is that?
I can't read the question. It's against the blue. Hold on. That's a very technical question, so I'm going to rephrase that to just my, because I don't know much about painkillers. Do you have you did you figure out what painkillers worked for you and what didn't? Because I'm always hearing stories about people say, oh, this doesn't work for me, this does work for me, and just your experience in that area.
So I was for a while on gabapentin and tramadol. They worked.
Yeah.
Well, I was on Norco. That's a painkiller, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that does not work.
Oh, really?
Oh, ooh, man.
Ooh. Made me loopy.
Ooh.
So I cut that real quick.
Yeah.
But I'm actually not on any medication anymore. So I'm clear. I don't have any pain.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah, I read that in the article. You don't have phantom pain or anything at all.
I got phantom pain in rehab, but it went away. So I think I just got lucky with the surgeon that I had.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people get nerve pain and they get like phantom pain and all that. I got nerve pain for a while, like when I would lay down.
Yeah.
But it went away.
That's good. So
basically painless. It just like, it hurts if I like first stand up after sitting down for a while. But once I start walking a little bit, I'm fine.
Wow. That's good. But,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
I'm sure it probably helped so that you were pretty physically active before.
I think it had a lot to do with it too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're also relatively young, so.
And you don't stop.
Yeah.
I don't
apparently.
Stop.
Apparently. Yeah.
No, you just keep going. I'm always doing something.
Yeah, keeping yourself moving, that's really important.
Yes. So
I'm sure that's helping you heal really fast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
My favorite is like running errands, even if it's with my parents, because I'm out of the house. I don't like being staying in the house, you know?
Yeah. There you go. get the air.
It helps a lot.
Sunlight, whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of another. Because you mentioned driving. So how would you drive? Because I know there's different mechanisms. Because sometimes you can have like the
hand ones. The thing on the steering wheel.
I'm going to be getting hand controls.
Oh, okay.
But I know that there's a way with the legs that I'm getting, the sea legs for.
Oh, interesting.
That you can still drive like a normal person. But I know someone who's already crashed like that.
Oh.
So I don't even want to.
Because of all the technology.
No, I'm just going to do the hand controls and make life easy.
Yeah.
Not hard.
It's a proven thing that's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
People have been doing it. Yeah.
That's the way to go.
That's cool. When do you start learning to do that?
As soon as I walk good. The faster I do with my progress and I'm walking good, the faster I drive, get a job, get life rolling again, right?
Man.
Wow.
You're incredible, pushing all the time.
Thank you. Yep.
I have to. See, I have those goals and I just have to reach them. I can't stop.
Man. Awesome.
Well, are we good on time?
No more questions from anybody?
I don't think so.
Are you monitoring the other chats?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, we had another question. So was having friends that are amputees crucial?
What does that mean?
Like crucial to your recovery or?
Yeah.
It's helped me a lot.
Was that network?
Yes.
That community?
Because I have like more people that have been through similar things that I have.
Yeah.
So they know we have that in common. So if I have questions that like somebody, a normal person with legs wouldn't know.
Right.
You know, that I can ask an amputee and they would probably know. So it's helped me a lot.
That's awesome.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if anyone wants to connect with Clarice.
Please do.
Yeah.
Connect.
DMs are open on Instagram.
DMs are open. Follow. Here we go. One more time. Yes. Get those Instagram followers going.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on Healthy Talk Show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, maybe we can have you back. We
Please
can follow
do.
Your progress. And
Yeah.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah.
Be cool.
All right.
And yeah. So
thanks, everybody in the chat room.
Yes. Thank you in the chat room. Yes. Link on Instagram.
Yeah. We'll be posting links on the show notes.
We will. And I can post the Instagram link in the chat room. I have that technical ability.
We have the technology.
There we go. There it is. Awesome. Thank you for joining us. HealthyTalkShow.com. HealthyTalkShow.com/support if you want to give us money for any reason. That's cool. We accept it.
Hands out.
Yeah. We don't reject free money. But yeah, thank you for joining us. We will be back next Sunday at 3:00 new time.
Yeah, new time.
3:00. 3 p.m. PST, 11 a.m. UTC, I think. HealthyTalkShow.com.